Sure, I mean, we've played here at York Road in Maidenhead since 1871, I think February 71, and for a number of years now we've had official recognition from the FA that we are England's oldest continually used ground, and we're now seeking the clarification over the world's one. We believe we are the world's oldest ground due to the fact that organised football started in England and being England's oldest, that there's a natural progression from there. So that is all ongoing at the moment. So the blue plaque today has been unveiled by the mayor in a few minutes to commemorate that, which we're very proud of, and it's another sort of part of the history of Maidenhead United here at York Road.
I mean, how big a factor is history here at Maidenhead? I mean, Is it something that, you know, you as a chairman really hope to foster in the club?
Oh, totally. You're very conscious when you're chairman of a football club like Maidenhead that you are not just running a football club, a day-to-day business and a day-to-day sort of operation, which is an ongoing sporting event, but you're also majorly responsible for an institution. And your goal and your target and your absolute minimum is to leave the club in as good a position as you can once your time passes, in terms of, you know, making sure it's there for future generations to enjoy and to cherish the same way we do. So very important, yeah.
And of course, you mentioned future generations. Today being non-league football day is all about getting more fans to come out and to support the club. I mean, have you thought there's been more people today than normal?
Yeah, there will be. It's still, the turnstiles are now clicking around and that. People, the beauty of non-league football is you don't have to buy tickets in advance and get there hours before kickoff. You turn up, you know, sort of 10 to 3, 5 to 3, people are piling in, and we will have a good turnout today. Now the rain stopped, I'm sure that won't put anyone off now. And, we're looking forward to getting quite a few in and a bumper crowd for us today. So looking forward to it, you know, enormously.
And I've got one final question. If you were to sell non-league football or pitch it to an average Premier League or Championship fan, what would that be?
Yeah, I would say that you are, when you come along to non-league football, you're not watching an event, you're taking part in an event. It's your club, your town and, you know, your team. So get along and enjoy it. That's what I'd say. It's great fun.